702. The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
A cabinet reshuffle, that is. We've just had the cabinet meeting. All right, let's go to KwaZulu-Natal now because KZN police say that last night, five people were shot and killed at a men's hostel in KwaMashu, north of Durban. There were also fatal shootings in the Eastern Cape as well. 10 people killed in the Eastern Cape. Really, really violent indeed. 20 armed suspects apparently stormed into this KwaMashu hostel and opened fire on the victims. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, visiting that scene. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What have people there been saying, if they've been saying anything at all?
Well, good afternoon, Mandy. Well, they only spoke off record, Mandy. There's a great fear, in fact, in that hostel. In fact, one of them told me that should you be seen with police officers or journalists, then you are next on the list. Because also what's intriguing is that they don't actually have a picture of who is behind these shootings. But upon arrival at the hostel, I found several police investigators. I think about 9 or 10 of them were currently at the scene and, of course, searching the crime scene where this thing took place last night. It's alleged, mainly, that 20 armed suspects stormed that hostel, KwaMashu Hostel, and then found a group of men drinking outside. We're told they started opening fire at them. Three of them died right there on the scene, and one of them only died at the hospital later in the evening. We're told that five others have been admitted to hospital. Out of that five, one of them was a store owner. I'm told by neighbors that he started running after he heard gunshots. And then when the gunmen were leaving the hostel, they saw him running. They shot him, approached him, asked him why he was running. He then explained that he was running away because he heard gunshots. We are told that they then also opened fire at him. But fortunately, mainly, he did not die.
Nhlanhla, thank you very much. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, who has been to that hostel in KwaMashu, where five people confirmed dead following that shooting yesterday.